Father, we bless this offering. We pray that it will be used for your work. And for those that give and those that were unable to give, you will still replenish us. This seed, Father, would grow into hundredfold and a thousandfold to your glory in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, are you happy you came to church? Well, put your hands together for Jesus. And put your hands together for our mother, Mama Francisca. Who last week, the people in Nigeria, after the Lord used her mightily, then they said, Chai, this one na Ngozi. So they added Ngozi to her name. That is for those of us who are in the close caucus who can use the name. Andrew called Nigeria by Andrew Asha Sies Lange. Yes, I was surprised. Oh, Belandia, Papa, I want to tell you that. I said, you want to tell me that what? Hallelujah. Right, so today marks the end of our fast. And wait, before you clap. For those of you who are able to fast, God bless you. I know some of you fasted, but because of transportation issues where you live and all that, you couldn't come for the evening prayers. God bless you. Some of you too. But me trousers fall from me kakra. I mean, I don't know whether you see it. My trousers, and then I realized that my pot belly too had gone down to the glory of God. But those of you, there are some people that for the whole three weeks, I didn't even see them comment about the prayer topic when you put it on the platform. They don't want to see no evil and hear no evil. Say forgive. The things of the, unless you have other means of accessing the things of the spirit. But the Bible said deep calleth unto deep. So spiritual things, you use spiritual things to get them, to bring them down. And if you and I understand that every physical thing we see today emanated from the spiritual, then it is important you don't joke with your spiritual life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you in church?
Yes.
So I am happy that we are all here. By the grace of God, we've been able to complete our fasting. And I know that great and mighty things are the things that God will do in our lives. I know that our lives will be transformed. In fact, they've been transformed already.
Amen.
From Pastor Tina's, testimony, we can see that God has started working in our lives. This morning, yes, when I was also going to the radio station, I was told of the accident, and I thought it was the passengers of the vehicle who one had died. Not knowing Obi or Okonu jogging. Horses and chariots are prepared for the day of battle. But victory comes from God. It is not of him that willeth, neither is it of him that runneth. But it is God that has chosen to show us mercy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is God that has shown us mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Right. So, we'd like to thank our mother, Mama Francisca, for this opportunity. You know, for giving us the access to be able to do the work of God. Obi, somebody like me is somewhere in a classroom somewhere. Kasakra, praise the Lord. The people are, they don't mind you. Look at us, a conditioned auditorium, good instruments, good screens. We thank God for that. Amen. And all the pastors here, Pastor Annie, God bless you for your encouragement. Last week and this week, you have been very supportive emotionally and everything. You've been very supportive. God bless you. Mama Redu, Pastor Walter, Pastor Sammy and your wife, Pastor Raymond and your wife. God bless you all. Amen and amen. All right. So, this morning, I want us to share a message. Actually, when I was coming, I was telling George that, George, I don't have a sermon this morning. Because I was so tired yesterday. And then when we, after the program, EdMath program yesterday, I had to go to see my doctor because I wasn't well. The all night before I preached, I had to take some pain relievers before I could come up. So I had to go see my doctor and everything. They gave me some medication. So when we finished, I took the medication and I got home. I dozed off. I couldn't wake up at dawn. So I woke up straight to the radio station. I was just telling them that I don't have a sermon to preach, but I believe that God will give me a sermon. The power of His grace. The power of His grace. The grace of God is a very important ingredient in our Christian life. The grace of God. Not how smart we are. Not how intelligent we are. Not how beautiful you look. Not how strong you are. Not how rich you are. But if you are who you are today, there is an ingredient which is called the grace of God that has brought you this far. Amen. That is why Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. The grace of God is what has kept us this far. When you look at where you have roamed, the places you have been, the things you have seen, the situations you have found yourself in, and today you are still counted amongst the living. When they are going, you go. When they are coming, you come. Then you can say that I am what I am today by the grace of God. I liked it when you raised that song. Aduma baba pebi su o man po man fe. It is the grace of God. Or the domo. Or the domo. Onyanko pon domo ene. Onyanko pon en domo ene. Misi onyanko pon en domo ene. The grace of God is also a superior person stooping down to show kindness to you, an inferior person. Especially when you have nothing to offer him back. I say, Brahman, do move 50 cities here now for your way. He just said that you don't deserve it, but he's giving it to you. That is why Paul said, I do not frustrate the special grace of God upon my life. Galatians 2:21. I don't be nene. Look, people are walking around with stories. See that you had about 8 different abortions. Yet today you have 4 children. And you realize that I don't deserve it. I don't say a kappa. I don't deserve it. You ought to have been in jail. The places you've gone, the corridors, the angles you have been, you ought to have been in jail, but a certain hand has manipulated and brought you here today. It is not by your power, it is not by your might, it is the grace of God. The grace of God. Onyamiadum. Onyamiadum. And untinao ya. Say, Ochinabehu. Ochinabehu. I told you a story. One of my friends, Richard. Na otonkas. Na mi chem. Na muso ni obi yi samano. Ni pakroni di ni sabu boka ne so. Ochina, Ochina, hey, Ochina, Ochina, I swear that Ochina me pay me $5,000 in here ready. Na me kwen am si chief, eh, asembe. Ma fa ko asese fo asem ko no wa. Oh, who dear brother, me call Ochina. Na me say, brother, any at fitis at 4 o'clock here at Ochina no. Say na kwa ye. Yan ko pay 5,000 in man. Sikojo mi ton bibi, me ton bibi. Me kwa ko dis bibi kwa ko jisika man. Ti anopa, ma sorry, me kwa adwuma. Then delay called me. Se kojo, se fia, se kojo me kunu bie wo, me su kunu ben. Se, oh, Alhaji Moro, Alhaji Moro. Ni on it ago onum case Alhaji Moro we. No, also bre ma die bi kra o kojo na. Na se ah, me de minim no. Only for me to get to my Richard's place. Richard's place is close to my office. To get to Richard's place, what's it called? My partner and Rodin and Sababu bought castle. We were 5. Me the Sikani do Nifia 7. You do, you see, I could see in that. So a cremony. Tis a whole car now say, ya doma, ye be shiochna. Name ya doma, ye be shiochna. Because, you see, because every day you sleep and you wake up, you are tended to think that there is, it is how comfortable your room is. No! No! This morning, one of my sons here in this church called me, said, Papa, I can't come to church. No, he called me last night that he was down with malaria. And I said, so, you know, he's been admitted in a certain hospital. And I said, so he said, I don't have anything. I said, okay, let me send you mobile money. Go pay your bills. So this one, I called him, have you been discharged? He said, no, I've not been discharged. He said, it's malaria plus plus. And I said, hey, but why? You don't sleep in net? I said, Papa, send me catch that. I said, me da will be cures mo. Na cures no cry half. Until you turn it at the end, auntie, who saw quail cry and tuntum bury you, sir. But me cry no, me nya malaria da. How many years? 5 years. Now we have malaria. Obesity is legal. Air condition. Every week, no koba. A yardum being a donor. So don't walk around doing papa and flaunt your weight, throw your weight about. Because one day. Look, don't be shikiti and you are walking and when you come before God in this church or anywhere, come and prostrate before God and say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I have been? If it had not been for the Lord on your side. When David made that comment, remember how powerful David was. Remember how much wealth David had. Remember how many wives David had. David was exposed to the Queen of Sheba. David had connections. Yet he said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I have been? Onyame ni edi ni ye o. Ensabi ni edi ni ye. Look, sometimes I ask myself that the last 3 years How have I survived till today? Minye bidi edibiche. Because when the business started having crisis challenges, but you see that God, if you don't tell people, they don't even know. Why should I give glory to my own self? It is being the hand of God, the hand of God. I know a friend who applied from commercial bank. He applied, one of the present guys, he applied to Royal Bank and kept on giving me pressure. Talk to the MD of Royal Banko, talk to the MD of Royal Banko, and the MD resigned. He said, talk to the deputy MD resigned. I said, now I don't know anybody at Royal Bank again. He called me last week and said, Arnold, inti eye nyankopon adom ene ma menya se adwuma no ankenne me so so me dwim adwuma ho anke be be yimedi. It is an unseen hand. Until you be it, me stop you. Ebu wait me piano. Ebu wait me do far. And you think life is not being fair to you, but God is playing the chess so that all good things will work together for your good. Flight, and then you are fighting your travel agent, and then you don't know what God is. You don't know what, if you are somebody living under the grace. That's why I said, Paul said, I do not frustrate the special grace of God over my life. I don't know what also baby a pet also auto you not say. I don't know me tia say emuna make a cameo emuna. Are you in church? When you come to church, remember, recount, play back, you will realize that your sabina so muaduha. You didn't contribute anything. In Genesis chapter 39, the Bible said Joseph was brought down to the house of Potiphar. A slave is the property of the owner. You are not considered a heel, you are considered an it. Because ye di wa no bo wo dwom, when they bring 20 slaves, the slave masters will come, and then everybody is looking for the strongest person. So they will say, do this. Then you do this. Just to make sure they get the strong one. Do 100 press-ups, and you do this. So they will buy you and bargain. But remember, 5,000, they'll be waiting where they are. Remember, 7,000. So they will bargain on you. Then they bought this commodity and sent it. A human being was bought like a commodity, sent into the house of Potiphar. But the Bible said he found grace in the eyes of his master. The man gave him access to everything, except the only thing the man knew was when he was about to eat and what he was going to eat. Said he gave Joseph every access. Today, it is my prayer. Say, Onyami Adombeba Oso. Adombeba Osoa. You will get access wherever you go. When they thought they were selling you, for you to be killed, for you to suffer, for you to be in pain. But when the grace of God comes upon you, I see the grace of God turning your mourning and your pain into glory. The Duakosheho. Yet you peer what do I call Shakona beer?
e was san ka wudia bobo ka Joseph e trolle ta komane papa. Hello daddy, I am now in Egypt. Life is very bad and sad. I'm struggling. I am doing this. Me won chire me. Daddy, daddy, daddy. No. Bible said he found grace in the eyes of his master Potiphar. Ah, this morning, wherever they have put you, where they expect you to come back in shame and in pain, I see the Lord giving you grace to go through. Look, there are some situations you can't change it. You must go through it. So you say, God, give me the grace to go through it. How did she go through all this and survived? Because God gave her the grace. Today, I don't know the situation you are in, but I see the Lord giving you the grace to go through it. Why do you think you sing the song? Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I prove you more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace. Because me nyasa adom na me ntimi mekase bonsam na ye ntimi mesai mechi. Some of the things you hear in your ears. Some of the issues that will come to you. If God doesn't give you a wadoma, you will turn away from the faith and say that there is no God. But when God gives you the grace, you will go through it. You will survive it. You will come out of it. And you will not be smelling of the smoke, because the Lord was with you. And you will say, indeed, so God was here and I did not know it. It has not been for the Lord on my side. Where would I have been? I remember about 8 years ago, when did Pamela die? 8 years, eh? One of my friends at my former church, we were all mates in the university. He did mathematics after school. He said he would not go. He had a job at Shell. He said, no, I'll be a church administrator. How much would the church pay you? Because he did very much. To do mathematics and get first class, it's not easy. And then this guy finished, went to the church. They gave him a job. And then the first 3 days of the year, we go for what we call prayer convocation. 72-hour prayers. We were there, and I saw this, my friend, on his knees praying and crying, on God crying. Na meka say obia bo mpae, but we to say your distress prayer. Timi ko bo na say, John, what's the problem? I say, Arnold, my wife has breast cancer. Somebody who has denied himself the access of being a senior manager at Shell come and serve God, his wife. And yet, it is not. And your umpire do what? Umpire ni ye pa. Ba ube sra sra adum. Hallelujah. This lady, I said, so what do we do?
said, hey, Arnold, I've been going around and I've told the church too, and nobody is minding. I said, but have you saved money? I said, Arnold, now there's salary, how can you save? So I called my friend in South Africa. At the time, I had some very good partners in South Africa. I called them. Then they got the best oncologist, who was a professor. So I went, took the husband and wife's passport to South African embassy, got visas for them, bought tickets for them, and I gave them $20,000. And I said, take it to South Africa and go and cure your wife. When they went, no, that's not why I'm telling the story, so don't clap. When they went to South Africa, they said they can treat it, but you are pregnant, so we need to destroy the pregnancy. But she had, no, I was saying two, rather. She had two already. So when the husband called me, I said, John, not like, you can always have babies. Kill it and let's take off Pamela. So the wife said no. She will keep the baby. So the doctors gave her pain relief because a new me who breast cancer down until I saw Pamela's one. A new funny yeah, ding 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 to say, what so bottom woman? Now Oshe Ataria. On Timisha Tare, Papa Shenu, you didn't be at any or banning motion. Ataria no can skin now. Oh, the pain. Pain. Beautiful girl. Pamela was serving my head pastor then. What didn't Pamela do to warrant healing? Doctor Simeman in Drua a bit bread pain nasi. So they said, then we cannot let the pregnancy travel 9 months. It do bear 7 months. We may have to take the baby out because we need to apply chemotherapy immediately. 7 months they had to go. I bought tickets for them, gave them money, they flew back to Africa. The doctor say it do. I was saying come here saying you saying. It did ya grab the other one. So they came back. That I think Omobayana, they forced the baby, so the baby came out. 2 weeks after the baby came out. Na Pamela wa na enu funu ne ponu a puppet is a champagne. No, to have been at one busan. I was in a certain hotel in Los Angeles when they called me. The breast book John Susa. John da altar so bear 1 week now, John da altar so sorry. John Susa said, God, look at the labor of this young man. Because I saw it's also been a communion. Oh, yeah, my classmate will go on. Oh, Nipa in mathematics. Mathematics for now, but I'm mass department. I'm going to do 20. How many people do mathematics there? Oh, mom, we do now. We for Professor Champon call for we for Professor Champon to me. Fat a tete kwashi circle with me. Those days, circle to found bear 5 times. Then, or say, and you complete circle. Oh. Asama make legon a quaffle ho run about no. Uba kona papa no car no. We see for mo. No anantia no akodun fifi. No ajina ho. No anantia. So your person finding radio circular. You see your answer. We are finding radios ya head. That a question na. Now what answer rolling see be interchange no. Papa ni timi fa ho be 3 times. Then ya enya complete circle na. A oblong no person approve it to the government. Some course way in our way are and he deserves. The guy deserves. Hallelujah. So we're all trusting God. Until when I was in the hotel, he called me, Evelyn called me and said, could you Pamela Wu? Oh, even my own mother died, I didn't cry like that. You see, sir. It's God. What? Because see, the John came to firstborn, no, is younger than my daughter Ajua. And the second born is older than Bosheba. And Ajua and Bosheba are 2 years, which means that Nematu, no, Omuntem, no, ye bear, when do 1 year, bear 11, 12 months. 11 months.
And I said 2 months, 2 weeks old, I can't know. So I was like, how will this guy go through this? But today John is married again. It's like, well, he's married again. Beautiful. Last time, a friend, when your issue came and I called John, a friend called you, said he's in holidays in Singapore with his wife. It is, look, you even doubt the existence of God. So for me, for the last 4 years, 3-4 years, what I've been through, one of my staff told me, Chairman, you are a superhuman being. Because send you away and say a big queen. It is called the grace of God. Hallelujah. Joseph went there. They thought he had been sold. But the Bible said the grace of God located him there. Oh, if there is anything to pray for this morning, tell God, oh God, for grace to trust you more. Because when the grace is upon me, I will know that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hallelujah. Everything was calculated to destroy Joseph, but the grace of God carried him through. Everything was calculated, machinations to bring this young man down, but the grace of God carried him through. Hey, they say that a favored tree knows no drought. Ah, the grace of God. Hey, the grace of God will bring you out. One day, 41st wife said he wanted to sleep with this young man. This young man said, I will not do it. He found himself in jail. Even in jail, the grace of God was upon him. The guy was destined to be the head. Meanwhile, he was the general manager of a minister. God said, that is not, you see, you are comfortable serving here. You are comfortable being, those other servants, Brother Joseph. And then he was comfortable there. So I'm sure the day Potiphar's wife caused her arrest, he was crying. They put handcuffs on him, he was crying. Joseph was crying. Say, God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me? Why had you forsaken me? Oh, and then they were carrying, they sent him to the prison. And still, the grace of God was upon him. God himself caused two men to dream. Master, Roman father, night no mercy or mokobono. They thought it for evil. But I see God calculating it for your fame. For many years on radio, one of the most popular radio presenters I've known, never played during the day. BB Manson, the night train. For over 10 years, Radio Gold, from 10 to 12. 10 to 1 or 2 a.m. I never saw BB Manson during the day. So if somebody says, but God will use it for your good. Because the grace of God in this house is upon your life. Am I here? I've gone somewhere. Hallelujah. Joseph was there, the two guys came. What amongst all the people in the prison, who told them that Joseph could interpret dreams for them to come and tell Joseph? Or you mean to tell me there were only three people in the cells? That is the grace of God. Calculating about Joseph. And the matter came before Joseph. Joseph interpreted the two. Then the second one. But Joseph told him, when you go, remember me. It's Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh himself, God caused him to have a dream. Look, God will create a certain need. That the riffraff that they think you are the one that can provide the solution. Whatever they think about you, because I'm sure the whole town, Ubo Joseph Dia, Akwana Okoto Nemastaye Monano, that is what everybody knew. But God will create a need which will supersede what they think about you, and they will come and look for you. When you solve that problem, whatever they thought about you. You know, preachers, when you finish preaching and you listen to yourself, the same message, when you preach it 5 years, you would have matured and God would have shown you so much, mommy, am I lying, that you wish I didn't preach it that way at that time. Oh, Benihin, even good morning, Holy Spirit, he wrote it again after 10 years that there are certain things that if he knew today, he would not have written them. So it's possible the man, you know, sometimes out of youthful enthusiasm, only part that senior coffee message at the better internet. So say, yeah, destroy Papa. No, you yourself will think you are the best person in the world. When you get the matter, you will see, you will hear the things that people that you didn't. Oh, you are taking, I'm looking good, eh? Beautiful. When you get a matter, people that you did, the things they will say, you hear them say, look, it is only because you have a matter today. When the grace of God locates you, all those things they said about you, they'll put it aside. They will say it. Joseph Monato Fono Nafi Diana Betoninim. Within, Joseph was there one morning, and then because the cupbearer had given information to Pharaoh, the Bible said the guy possesses an excellence, but he was busily, because even in the prison he was serving. Oh, soldiers too. So, sir, good morning, sir. We are looking for Joseph. Joseph thought, after prison, if they are looking for you again, where else? Probably execution. Say, they are looking for you up there at the Flagstaff House. Egypt, what would the king need in a rapist like me? They pick. Oh. They picked this young man. And I'm sure now come at Danny Nisem Irate. Boni Ben Bio. Immediately Pharaoh told the dream, the Holy Spirit gave him access to God's own kingdom of dreams and interpretations. And he picked one. Then he gave the king. Look, the king promoted him before the thing happened, though. It's not as if, so what shall come no the inconscient by you chairman is the answer to prove whether it is true or not. But God gave him so much grace that the king accepted it, swallowed it, hook and sinker. And within a period from morning to evening, the guy started the day with black star, prison clothes with black stars, but in the evening, the guy was in royal apparel. Royal apparel. I see the grace of God taking you from your prison and putting you on the high table. I see the grace of God changing your position in the name of Jesus. He started the morning struggling with colleague prisoners over Coco Sakura. I'm a bar first. In the evening, he was on the buffet table, Ayadaba. And then they said, this is chicken, this is cockerel, this is hen. Oh! I see the grace of God coming over your life. The grace of God. When Joseph's brothers came to him, they were like, Joseph, we are sorry we treated you this way. We are sorry we sold you. Joseph said, no, you were only applying the 50-20 principle, which is Genesis chapter 50 verse 20. Genesis chapter 50 verse 20. As for you, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. When you were insulting me, when you were shouting at me, when you were despising me, when you were walking on me, you were only pushing me by the grace of God into my destiny. And if I say, yeah, but what pimp him no? They are show county. Hallelujah. The grace of God. The grace of God. Are you in church or you've gone somewhere? Naomi found herself in a foreign land. Naomi found herself there. She said, Ono, Oni mobia oho, Aware no koye, Ni kununume wu. Oni nase. Bible said the grace of God carried her and brought her to locate Boaz. Bible said she found grace in the sight of Boaz. And the Bible said eventually Boaz married Ruth. May the grace of God locate you to your Boaz. May the grace of God locate you to your Boaz. Adomne baoswa. Etumi kakuletiwa. Uko jina junction eswa na papa ne tie pie wo. And now uko chain of organizer. Now organizer ne share na. 1 2 1 2 1 2 ne dem wom. May the grace of God locate you to your Boaz. Hallelujah. Are you in church or you've gone somewhere? A certain Esther was there. She didn't even know how beautiful she was. When the grace of God came upon Esther, Vashti had to misbehave for the king to call a banquet and request for new maidens to come. And out of all the maidens, the grace of God settled on Esther. Today, amongst the many that compete with you, I see the grace of God singling you out. I see the grace of God singling you out. I see the grace of God picking you out of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, people are using charms. People are using connections. People are using powers. But I see the grace of God settling on you and bringing you out of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Are you in church or you've gone somewhere?
So you see that pretty people will still be single. But a pretty girl like you, a pretty pengpe, the grace of God will single you out. Oh, sometimes when they men they you go to certain churches and they are announcing marriage bans, they will mention John Kuma. Is the bans of marriage is announced between John Kumavo and Cecilia Dapa. You see that? Oh, mommy. Sometimes say John Kumavo and Cecilia. John Kumavo will come out. John Kumavo will come out. And you see that a handsome young man, Yejuma will be at Barclays Bank walking. A bitch anymore. We have friends, you see that the Pabons are some kind where a really big girl be, who are Trinity, no, about your girl, your name, to power, no, but no, but some kind where we say, hey, now, Queso Koshia girl, you were here. It is not about beauty, it is the grace of God. Sometimes too, they mention John Kumavo and then they will mention Cecilia Dapa. Dapa will get up, nice girl, Gucci bag, Prada shoes, and then perfume, and then Kumavo will get up from the back. Usha Kumavo pana, Sanya Bana, will say, this is Beauty and the Beast. Grace of God has connected them. I see the grace of God connecting you to your Boaz. I see the grace of God connecting you to your helper. In the name of Jesus, he who is holding your blessing, he who is holding your breakthrough, I see the grace of God connecting you this week to that person. If you believe in, shout, I receive it. First Samuel 17, reading from verse 33, the Bible said, the giant, the champion of the Philistine army, would come and stand on top of the mountain and shout and defy the armies of God. And the Bible said, David, just a shepherd boy, he came and told the king that I want to fight this man. The king said, this has been a fighter all his life. You are just a youth. He will break you into two. He said, yes, I know. But even though he has been a fighter, when your servant took his sheep to the field, a bear came to catch one of their lambs, and your servant fought. See, when David was referring to that, he was trying to tell the king that I have lived by grace all my life. For the just shall live by faith. Lived by grace all my life. There was another time I met a lion, and then your servant, it was the same grace that caused me to tear the lion into two. So Papa, I know what I'm talking about.
I've tested the grace of God. It's never failed me. Though sometimes I get to a place where I feel it is, I am finished and I am totally gone, the grace of God will come over my life and I will sail through. So this one too will be like the lion and the bear. So far as the grace of God is available. The Bible said, the king said, okay, take my armor. Take my armor and put it on. The guy put on the armor. He otu na ba ko. We tu mienu. We tu miensa. I said, Nana, I have not proved this one. He didn't say it is not good, though. He said, I have not proved it. Sometimes education is good, but that is not what will make you succeed. Sometimes riches are good, but that's not what will make you succeed. Sometimes beauty is good, but that is not what is going to make you get that husband. Sometimes being strong is good, but that is not what will make you break through. I have not proved these things. Nana said, so what have you proved? He said, the grace of God. How do I know that? The boy ran to the water brooks and carried 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 smooth stones. 5 signifies the grace. When he armed himself with the grace, the Bible said, put verse 40 there. 1 Samuel 17:40. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in the shepherd's pouch. His sling was in his hand and he approached the Philistine. The moment you are armed with grace, the problem will still be there, but you approach the problem. The moment you are armed with grace, the problem will still be there, but you approach the problem. Hallelujah. Before long, the Philistine was down. They were carrying his head. But sometimes, you realize that out of the abundance we have, out of the things that we've amassed, we become proud. We feel even men of God, when you stand here and then God gives you a word of knowledge and you say it and it is ditto, you are sometimes, and the people start idolizing you, pastor so, you feel, Paul calls it, I felt conceited. So you know what God does? Put 2 Corinthians 12:7. 2 Corinthians 12:7. Go to six. Though if I should wish to boast, I will not be a fool, because I have everything. I can boast. I am anointed. Dead people raise when I talk. Some people came and they laid their aprons on Paul. They took it to the dead body. So said, though if I should wish to boast, I will not be a fool, for I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it, so that no one may think more of me than he sees in me or hears from me. Go to 7. So to keep me from becoming conceited means overly proud. To keep me
from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations that I get, a thorn was given me in the flesh. A messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from being overly proud. And he said, with this thorn, move to 8. 3 times I went to Atria Mountains. I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But God said, go to 9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. If I make you all complete, you will boast. Battle with this one, because my grace will make up for where you fall short. My grace will make up for where you fall short. For my power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ will rest upon me. The grace of God. Where would I be? You only know. I'm glad you see through eyes of love, a hopeless case, an empty place. If not for grace, where would I be? Yeah, you only know. I'm glad you see through eyes of love, a hopeless case, an empty place. If not for grace, go to the next stanza. A hopeless case, an empty place. If not for grace, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. A hopeless case, an empty place, if not for grace. Singing amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. A hopeless case, an empty place, if not for grace. Please be on your feet. A hopeless case, an empty place, if not for grace. We're going to pray that the grace of God will come over your life. Onyami adom. Onyami adom. Onyame 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 adom. The grace of God. The grace of God. The grace of God. If you are here this morning or this afternoon,
and you are looking for the grace of God to abound in a certain area of your life, what you are going through, you need grace to continue. You need grace to continue. If you are here like that, please come forward. What you are going through, you need grace to continue. You need grace to continue. You need grace to continue. You need the grace of God to continue. Hopeless case, I'm empty place. If not for grace, a hopeless case, an empty place. If not for grace, a hopeless case, an empty place. If not for grace, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. A hopeless case, an empty place. If not for grace, a hopeless case, an empty. Kabio, Osio, Kabio. You are the God of heaven and the earth. Kabio, Osio, Kabio,
Osio,
Kabio,
Osio,
Kabio, Osio,
Kabio,
Osio. You are the God of heaven and the earth.
I don't want to go.
Touch. giving me the grace to stand and preach. I say, I bless you. I give you glory. Because your strength is made perfect in my weakness. Where I fall short, you provide grace. Say this morning or this afternoon, your people are assembled before you. You say, come and receive your glory. Come and receive your honor. Come and receive your adoration. You've been a good God, a strong God, powerful God on our behalf. And we say, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Take your seat. Are you blessed you came to church? Leave your name. We lift your name. If you want to sow into the message that came, I want you to take 100 cedis, 50 cedis, come and sow. See? Come and sow into the message that came. Come and sow into the message that came this morning. 100 cedis, 50 cedis, 20 cedis. You want to come and sow? Come and sow. Come and sow. Yeah. God bless you, Dora. Come and sow. God bless you, my father. Cities. Come and sow.
I will worship him forever, loving.
Come and sow.
Because this God is too good.
Come and sow. Come and sow.
God is too good. Say, I will
come and sow, come and sow. Alright. Take your regular second offering.
This God is too good. I will worship him. Lord, I love him.
One song, then we come and drop it in. It's a kind of thing.
Greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God is greater. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other.
you rejoicing? Come on. Come on, if not for anything, for the grace of God, rejoice. Of hand clap alone tells me you don't believe in grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Please be seated. Richmond, come quickly. What did I preach before coming here? Are you talking to me? And tell the people. And nobody knew where I was going. I just left because I knew I would be in church. Amen. Tell somebody today. I said tell somebody, not the floor. Somebody. It's a day of grace. Please sit down. The reason why a lot of people are in the mental home is because they haven't learned to forgive. Is the reason why a lot of people are dead and gone is because they have too much toxins in their body. Bitterness. This one did this. This one did that. It doesn't matter how much money you have. When you're on your deathbed, your money will not be able to save you. What will save you is what we call grace. I live in my life right now where I don't carry anybody in my life. Let me make it plain for you. I don't hold anything against anybody. Anybody who has done anything against me, people who took my money, stole from me, lied from me, cheated on me, did things against me, have become my friends. I'm telling you the gospel that according to Francisca. Amen. And I'm saying this because I have decided to live long in life. And I have decided to live under the grace of God. You don't know what grace is until you yourself have experienced grace. Until you have forgiven somebody, you don't know what grace is. Until you have met, there's a friend of mine, I don't know if I've told you before. This daughter of mine was married beautifully with her husband, and her younger sister also married the same man. And she has, is it four, three or four, five children? The woman also has three or four or five children with the same man, supported by her family. And you will see this, my daughter, plus her younger sister, plus the man, and they are walking on the streets of London doing shopping. And I told her, I said, Awula, this is your grace. Me, I don't have it. But saying this is a true story. I'm talking about the grace of God. The reason why we are Christians. Let me use charismatics and Pentecostals. And the reason why we are not making it. We shout more than anybody. Go to Achimota Forest now. We are shouting like crazy people. We are doing things like crazy people. Yet we don't see the blessing of God is because we ourselves don't practice what we preach. Yes. If you have the grace of God in your life, you will not come to church without a soul, including all the pastors. Ah, you've delivered yourself. Where's your soul? Where? People are now pointing their soul. Please, Pastor Samin, so wake up.
Please stand up.
Ah, where's your soul? You are sitting at the front seat in orange for nothing. No soul. You are looking at me. Eh? Where are they? Where are they for? Ah! Hey, Pastor Eni. Where's Pastor Eni's soul? Arise, oh my soul. Janet, where's your soul? Hey, Janet brought her soul. John, where's your soul? Hey, Ben, your hand is on your mouth. Where's your soul? Because your hand is on your mouth. Richard, where's your soul? Next week, I don't want to see an empty chair here. Yes, because you have not started with God if you cannot bring a soul to church. The reason why I'm here, if you are here and you feel somebody has hurt you so much, I want you to let it go. I was preaching, and a lady who got married for 3 years, she didn't have a child. And the Lord said, tell the lady to forgive. Let me cut a long story short. When she did, she conceived. You are here and you feel somebody has done something to you and you cannot forgive the person. If I want to tell you what I have gone through, I mustn't talk to a lot of people on the street. But the people who have hurt me the most today are still my children who are holding my bag. There is no name I have not been called. Pastor's wife, people will be doing praise and worship. Witch, oh, witch. And she's doing praise and worship with her handkerchief. Doing praise and worship as they are, give me a song. As they are singing. Give me a song. And everybody. Witch, oh, witch, witch, witch. I don't know what I've not been through. But the same people who have wished my death are the same people carrying my bag today. If you don't want to clap, you are suspects. Amen. So I don't know why I spoke on grace. I didn't speak to it. When I came here, asked me, where did you go? I said, I went somewhere. Because I knew I would be in church. But this is a confirmation. And those of you who haven't bought your ticket for tonight at Holiday Inn, tonight is dinner with Mama Francisca. Because Holiday Inn is giving us dinner, they said we should pay for it. So it's not free of charge. So it's only 100 CDs. But that what you will receive, you will get 1,000 times more than that. So if you don't have the ticket, Janet, wave. The ticket is with Janet. After church, let me see how many people don't have the ticket. Okay, so she'll buy one. My darling is buying one. Hey, Francis, have you bought your ticket? So buy one. It's only 100 CDs. Who else? Frank, don't bow down your head. Frank hasn't bought. He's buying for him and his wife. Amen. Anybody who doesn't have, but have you bought? Say you there, you took some. You sold all. God bless you. Amen. So tonight will be a Holiday Inn. 5 o'clock on the dot. It's happening. Hallelujah. Please don't let money be a hindrance to you. But on a more serious note, I'm serious about what I said. When I was sitting down, the Holy Ghost said to me, somebody has done something to you. And don't get me wrong, it doesn't mean you have to go smiling with everybody. There are some people, you just forgive them, but you go your way. Yes. Just forgive them so that you walk in peace with God. But then when it comes to relationship, say me and you, we are like night and day. So I'm not saying that everybody who is hurting you and choking you, go and be smiling. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying prepare your own life. Do something. So if you are here, I feel there's somebody here. I want to pray with you. It can be your husband who has hurt you. It can be your wife who has hurt you. It can be your colleague, anything. Come, I want to pray for you. Thank you. I know there's somebody here. I know there's somebody here. Unforgiveness will hinder our miracle. It will hinder your blessing. There is nobody here who has been hurt more than me. Nobody. If I want to tell you things I've gone through, you won't eat for 1 week. But I am what I am by the grace. Who am I? Let it go. I just want you to pray that prayer. Let it go. Just let it go. Just say, give it up to the Lord and see how God will begin to fight for you. See how God will fight for you. We cannot do it by our strength. You see somebody and you wonder. You feel like taking a gun to shoot that person. But let forgiveness work right now for you. Come and stand here. If it has hindered anything in your life, may you be restored today. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of telling God that I let it. Sweetheart, come. Come and stand here. Come. Let my daughter come. She's one of the ladies who loves me so much. To you. Lift up your hand. Anything that has stopped you from walking in your miracle, as you let it go, let the Lord begin to fight. Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to also release another prayer for you. Anybody who has anything that is hurting you, may that person never have peace in his or her life. Oh yes. Because as you forgive, you now have a right standing with God. So it gives God the stand to now wake up and fight for you. Let the angels, let the ground, let water, let trees, let fire, let thunder begin to fight on your behalf. Even as you allow forgiveness to work in your life this morning. Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for grace. Grace will be our portion. Father, let these ones come here by next week with a testimony. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated.